ースまで守るぞ平和を。
We should be live.
Yep, there it is. There it is.
Eh. Come on, YouTube. Fucking... God. Ah! 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 Ha! Ha! Ha!
I see.
I'm tired, alright? Didn't sleep for shit.
We're all tired.
I'm fine. Somehow.
It's time for the fun part of waiting for the chat to show up.
That's fine. Oh, man. Yeah, you would imagine, like I said...
He would be here?
It's been a decade. It's been easily a decade of...
It's actually been over a decade.
...doing the shows. And somehow...
It's been 11 years.
I still never know if he's showing up. And if he does show up, it's always late.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I haven't reinstalled Discord. Damn it. I'll just use my phone for it. Fuck it.
Yes, so far, the cast is exactly what you said. It's just It's just us three this time right now. So far, we're looking at, yeah.
Urge to mute for 5 minutes rising.
Why?
Don't call me that.
What?
I hate it when people call me that.
Why?
Because only specific people were allowed to call me that, and most of them aren't around anymore.
Wait, call you what?
Oh, okay, I said, well, yeah, okay.
What, the Y at the end?
Yeah. It's like, you want to know two of my pet peeves? Being called that and wet boots.
Seth is in the chat.
Wet boots.
Dude, after being in the military, wet boots are the worst nightmare you could ever have. Uh-uh. No. Wet boots suck. Especially when you're marching in them. All day.
Nick's new website. Wetboots.com.
No. No, most certainly not. We will have none of that. And Darth Nicholas is indeed here. Good.
Oh, man.
Good.
Our energy is low. Like, I get it, but, like, yeah. Today we'll be on Kamen Rider. We'll be finishing up them stronger villains. Hopefully this will be that. That'll be the end of the Rider villains. We'll move into the Sentai stuff after this, because then we'll start kind of pivoting back and forth by years.
But then again, do we only have like one or two of these sessions left before we take the break? Or
yeah, and originally
I think Seth said the 18th of next month, so we got.
Originally, I wanted to get everybody together and do.
We got three more.
I wanted to start going back into Lost Galaxy, and start getting the reviews done, but then.
It's also very difficult to watch that now because it's not on Netflix.
They're taking it off the streaming sites, so. Unless you own it, and like I do, and I think you do, but that's it. So we would have to get everybody together to watch it and then come in and do the show. And that would be very rough.
Yeah.
Very rough. So far, Shane can't show up on time for this, let alone show up on time to actually watch the show and then come in here and do this.
It's true.
So the only other way would be to like do the show and then go down and watch like 10 episodes or something, but like I don't want to do that.
I don't either.
I just don't.
Well, buying
right
them
now.
DVDs aren't exactly going to be perfect to going to be excellent to do all the time. I mean, some of the prices on them nowadays can be ridiculous.
You buy the single set, it's $15.
I mean, I gotta take this damn hoodie
from Shout Factory.
Sometimes it can be like $12, but on Amazon and stuff. But
no, but that's exactly what I mean. It's not that expensive. It is depending.
I think it was stuff for you in the car. But
yeah, I remember that. I remember you saying that you picked stuff up.
I gotta remember to go grab that at some point.
But yeah,
I'm sorry, people. I'm waiting for these energy drinks to kick in. I'm drinking one, and I've got three more, so I'll be pepped up
Nick.
At some point.
Hit the switch.
No, but see, help. that's just it, Ronan. You keep calling for us to.
All it does
that's
is
not
going to
be
eyes.
A live broadcast. It's being mixed into the Fandom Night second things where we actually record the episodes and they get their own chapters and then they release. Like
there'll be short videos.
The next one that's going up.
Pew pew pew.
And it's not Ryder, but the next one of the Fandom Night episodes that's going up is the Kane review.
I thought that one was already up.
It is.
Yeah.
So now we're going to review Kane.
Michael Kane. Michael Kane, right?
I see you being
great
confused.
Actor.
See, there's clone Kane.
Yeah, I know that there's multiple Kanes.
And then there's the current Kane.
And then don't forget Citizen Kane.
Which is 1,000 times better than shitty Kane Parker.
And we kind of already covered the WWF Kane.
And I have extensively covered Final Fantasy IV Kane, who sucks. Oh, man, what's that? There's no counterbalance to that one? Wow, that's... Oh, that's right. Shane's not here.
And there's two more ship reviews that are done, and there's a Disney countdown that's going to be going up.
Story time today is people sleepy. Seth stuck at work.
Yes,
Shane
too.
Got lost into the great ether.
Look,
there's story time with Uncle Nick.
I've been
there. You go.
I've been absolutely battling. To like keep my wit about me, to keep, I don't know, I come home at night and I'm mentally fucking exhausted at a point I just can't, I don't know, man. Life has been crazy the last couple weeks. Like, Michelle does all the Madrigal stuff, and so she's practicing and whatnot, and then we're down to one car, so it's been a lot of, you get off work, and then go pick up my kid, and then circle back to work, because we work at almost the same, like, we both work in Morton now, so I circle all the way back, and then I pick her up, and then we usually gotta go shopping or something like that, so we gotta go shopping and pick some stuff up, then we come here, then we cook, then I take her to practice, take my daughter home, then circle all the way back here, and wait, like, I don't know, a half an hour, if that, and then pick her up from practice and then bring her here, and then it's like 9:30 at night. And in the middle of all that, there's maybe 1 hour of free time from like 5 to 6.
To make a video or to play a game or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just, I sit there, and like there's been a bunch of videos and a bunch of topics I wanted to do. Like I wanted to talk about things like the Nintendo expansion pack. I wanted to talk about it. But, like, I just couldn't, like, because my show is unscripted, if I get on the camera and I have a certain attitude about me, if I'm tired or exhausted or I just don't feel like doing it, it comes out in the episode really badly because I don't script any of that. I very much just kind of wing it on the fly and go with it. And if I'm feeling a certain way, that really affects my episodes bad. So if I'm feeling exhausted, I won't get on camera. And that's been a thing lately. I was
kinda
doing
like
almost an
this
episode
show
of, well,
where,
well,
if we don't have the energy to deal with bullshit, and there's a lot of bullshit,
we're going
to
be dropping
shows.
A lot of zeros and ones.
But yeah, that's been my normal life so harsh right now that it's really tough to kind of keep up with everything. Now I do have a set of episodes. I got like four of them in last night. I think I've got three of them edited so far. I may have done five last night, actually. So there's a lot that are due to go up, but I was getting almost an episode a day for
banana
a while there.
Oat loaf. It's like a banana nut muffin.
Yeah,
with oats.
I kind of wondered if it was a banana.
It's loaf. Fucking delicious, and Bill can't eat it.
I can't eat it. Can't do it.
But I can eat them.
He can eat them.
Scott, you too are able to consume
yes,
these.
Yes, I could.
But Bill cannot.
Can't eat it. Which that'll be talked about a little bit in my days off video here that should post probably Monday. Because the days off blog has actually come back and is running consistently. Okay, so Here we go. Reploid Bill, William Bush. We've given you the time.
Scott, Action, Jackson.
Nick's here. Let's go.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. All right. We are starting today on Kakaijin Ilakika.
Get my calculator out.
This guy. What the fuck?
He just took a rider kick to the knee.
Nope. He's sitting there all spread open just for you, buddy.
Like you like what you see? Yeah, I know you do.
Wow.
Once again, taking a girl hostage.
He's got a depth charge for a hand.
He
that
does.
That sounds like it's a terrible idea.
That's kind of cool.
He's going to punch somebody and explode.
Yep. Seth gave it 2.5.
Falcon punch.
Okay.
He's got an arrowhead head.
Give this...
I know he's supposed to be a squid, but...
Yep.
Give fucking Judge Doom's fucking retarded blooper cousin a 2.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking, give fucking googly eye blooper a fucking 2.
I'm going 1.5 because I'm not giving too much of a shit, even though it's as close to a squid as they can get for that budget or whatever. But
yeah, he was fine, I guess.
Bye bye. 4? Yeah, 4.
Okay.
2 for that thing.
Kakaijin Mecha Gorilla.
Let's see how sad this dude is.
Ooga booga.
No, this,
okay, fucking Homer
sucks.
Simpson robot.
Yeah, this is fucking Mecha Homer.
Doh.
Gets a 1.
Go.
Is this the only picture?
This is it.
This dude it. Gets a 0.
Fucking Mecha Homer.
1. Drop a 0.
Yeah, give Mecha Homer a 0. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'll do 1 as well.
Look, I enjoy me some Simpsons.
This Robo Homer gets a 0.75.
Okay, so we're going on now to Stag Kakaijin.
It's a stag beetle. Very stag beetle it. What the fuck is up with his face?
1.
He's like a stag beetle fused a little bit with Domo.
He does gotta have a Domo face.
Alright, 2.
Because of Domo face, he gets a 3.
Yep.
He's a basic bitch.
Domo stag beetle gets a 2.
2 equals divide by 4 equals... 2 for that stag beetle thing, stuff, thing.
Okay, done with that guy. We're moving right along.
Man, this is great.
Kakaijin Babunger. Sure.
What the fuck
is happening?
This dude's face is awesome.
Fuck.
He's like a weird fucking mosquito dude.
I was
going
to say, he looks like fucking whacked out mosquito. Actually, wasn't that a video game?
Whacked out mosquito?
No, isn't there a video game?
On PS2 there was a mosquito game.
Is that what I'm thinking? It was like a...
Mr. Mosquito or something like that?
Yeah, I think...
Seth
yeah.
gave it 2.6.
Hold on, to the interwebs, because I have my laptop.
I think it was. I think you're right. I think it was called like Mr. Mosquito.
Mosquito.
I think that was a. I think that was a thing. It was on the Xbox
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's a PS2 game. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah?
You fly around and you're a mosquito.
Awesome.
Including women in the bath.
Oh, I do remember something about that because they showed it on Nocturnal Emissions.
Never played it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember seeing the trailers and footage for that stuff, so.
That's fucking weird as shit.
Okay.
It's Japan.
Well.
I mean,
that
yeah.
doesn't change this. It still fucking sucks. Give him a one.
One.
I'll give him a two because I think his two. Face is funny.
I give I'll do 1.1. Does Shane want to chime in since he got here?
Testing. One.
One? Okay, one. Okay.
No. When you do testing, it's testing one, testing one, two. Oh, you're giving him one. Okay.
The mosquito head is a 1.54.
Neat. He's the best. Okay, Bat Kakaijin.
Well, that's not bad.
Okay.
That design looks familiar.
I'm going to need some real help here. Real help.
Huh.
But there used to be, like, a super robot fucking show.
Seth Gibbon 2.
And it had this design. We're talking a long fucking time ago. Like, hardcore old-time animation, like, in the time of,
Is that why it looks familiar to me?
Yes, I'm telling you. It was a super robot. Damn it. I wonder if this is it, what they just posted here.
What? Mazinger Z?
Check that out. Look that. I think that's...
to the Google.
It was the same kind of animation that you would have seen around the time of, like, Speed Racer. It was pretty hardcore awful. This thing looks very familiar to that.
Kind of maybe.
What is it?
That's rough.
Oh, that looks like one of the old.
Okay.
It looks like a sad ripoff of Voltron.
Well, that's kind of what they were at the time. Everything was
super
robot.
Which, honestly, I think this came out before Voltron, so I guess Voltron's like the upgraded ripoff.
Pretty much.
It's like they ripped off the Dollar Tree thing, but upgraded it.
Yeah, see, I was right.
Which
makes
no sense.
But it is. It's from the same guy that created Cutie Honey and Devil Man. I knew I recognized
Devilman.
The aesthetic.
I mean, the dude looks neat. I'll give him a 3.5. He's the best looking thing we've seen today.
Yep. His net wings really carry him to new heights.
Shut up, Bill.
All the way up to 3.
You know, nets for wings doesn't make you fly, right?
He just did.
But
he
soared they function the better than upside down wings, so
soared,
it's okay.
He just soared all the way up to basic bitch.
Yeah.
But since, unlike you guys, since the last guy was the only one I saw, I don't really have much to go off of. So I'm going to give him a 3.
Plus,
because I don't know what you guys seen.
His wings
You're
are
right,
blades, Shane, so he can cut through the air.
You missed Mecha Homer.
You did. You did miss Mecha Homer.
I'm going to give this thing a 2. Equals 5/5.
You know what I'd give that?
Would you like to see Mecha Homer?
Why not? Go ahead.
Okay.
This thing got a 2.7.
Go ahead. Show me Mecha Homer.
We're going to go back to Mecha Homer. Here it is. There's the gorilla man. It's supposed to be a gorilla, Shane.
Okay.
But instead... he's straight up Mecha Homer.
Well, it's not even that like they. Well, actually, I'm assuming this came out. What? Because you know,
yes,
everyone
this
knows,
came out before Simpsons.
Simpsons is very late '80s.
As Mecha Homer.
Maybe that's where they got their inspiration for Homer. I'd have given that thing like a 4.
Okay, so
you would have been the only one. I gave Mecha
Homer
0.
We just did the bat, so now we're down to. Dinkai?
Bill Butcher's names.
Oh my gosh, that name is tough. K-I-E-I. Dinkai?
That guy.
This guy!
Oh shit, I actually like this guy. Yeah, I actually like this guy.
It's supposed to be some kind of like stingray.
Stingray, I think.
I'm getting a stingray vibe.
Yeah, I think that's what he is.
Okay. Well,
I don't hate this. 3.8.
Stingray man.
Okay.
Okay. Remember how I said
Seth gives it a 3.
Net winged Batman was the best thing we saw. No, this one actually looks like a monster, so he gets a 4.
Except for his legs. His legs are very human.
It doesn't matter.
That's been the flaw of every... And we talked about that last time.
I'll still give it a 4. I don't give a shit.
By the time we got into this shit, which, of course, was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, all of them looked like monsters. Like, they were monsters. They weren't, like, part monsters with, like, guy pants.
Hey, at least it's still better than just, yes, we're monsters. We're literally dudes in costumes wearing this dumb mask.
Well, I mean, this
and
is,
he wears a different dumb mask.
This is very on point with, like, if you look years back with things like the Wolfman, and the makeup was very much just like a dude in clothes, and he had like hands that were covered in fur, and then like the face was the biggest draw
to
the character.
They literally just went into a, you know, New York cabbie, fucking grabbed some clippers and just went, just grabbed some of the fuzz off the seat, slapped it on him, and said, there you go.
Well, because years later, you would get things like in the original movie Monsters, I think the one that really stands out in terms of the old Universal silver screens, it's Gillman, because he was like an actual creature.
I'll give it a 3.
You give it a 3, I'll give it a 2.5. Equals 5 by 5. 3.26, that thing is winning.
Yay. Yeah. Dekugama?
Oh, it's a frog.
I like frogs. What the fuck is going on with this? Does he have C4 strapped to his belly? Like, what the fuck?
All right, give Suicide Frog a 3.5.
Yeah, Suicide Frog is 3.5.
A little disappointed. Nothing. No. When you do a frog character, I expect better. There was a video game that came out in the 90s that had a frog. Now, see, that is how you do a frog.
Yep.
You give him a little suit of armor with a flowing cape and a sword.
And have him tag team enemies with a guy that doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm. No. Jesus who doesn't talk.
I'm so sorry. Yes, Jesus who doesn't talk.
He dies and comes back, Shane. He's the only one that learns a life spell.
I mean, Chrono's badass, all right? Even death can't keep him down.
It's true. They just need a time egg and a fucking weird duplicate clone that does nothing to go whoop.
I'm probably not going to give any of these monsters anything higher than a 3 because the pants, I mean, it's obviously a dude with a fucking half a costume on.
Half a costume.
But
on.
All I want is a decent pair of pants. Solomon Grundy want pants too.
Solomon Grundy's wearing pants. I don't.
He want new pants.
Used to.
I know.
Used to just have like a
decent pair of pants.
Now they gave him pants, but because he's supposed to be a zombie, he doesn't have the, you know, his brain doesn't work very well.
No, Solomon Grundy just wants more pants.
Well, probably because his pants that he's wearing look like they're pretty ripped up. You know?
Hey, it's better than Lex Luthor who stole 40 cakes. 40 cakes, Shane!
He did steal 40 cakes.
I know.
That's as many as 4 times 10!
I get the joke that he's so rich he doesn't need to steal 40 cakes.
That's actually in a learning book.
Yes.
It's like a counting book.
Yes,
and
it is.
You get to 40, and it, the example is Lex Luthor
Lex
stole,
Luthor
40,
stole
cakes.
40 cakes. And the only reason I even know that exists is because Death Battle.
See, school would have been much more.
Oh, I had that picture years ago. I actually still have it on this computer right now,
school
even before Death Battle.
School would have
been
a lot more interesting if they would have used, like, comic books, like characters, to do, like, math and stuff. I'd have been more interested in math then. They were talking about, well, how if Superman flies from this distance to this distance, how long will it take him to get to there? And that kind of stuff. I'd have been interested. I'd be like, okay, well, now we're talking Superman, so.
There you go, Shane.
Okay. So what does guy get?
I like how he's going to
run away with it, knowing that Superman's
Froggy the Suicide Bomber gets a 3.3.
Okay.
He wants cake.
Next, we're going to talk about... Wow. Arajigoku.
What? That doesn't look nothing like Goku.
Well. All right, you're like a failed version at the Tick. With tassels.
This is straight up fucking awful.
One.
How many more folders do we got, Bill?
It's fucking zero.
It looks like it
How many more folders do we have?
Yes.
Yes.
Nuke.
There's misery ahead.
Just nuke. I'll handle this.
Okay.
Nuke.
Well, hold on. Depending on what insect that is, if it has anything cockroachy-wise, that nuke ain't going to do shit. You're going to come back.
No, that's a tick.
Come back.
Looks like an ant to me, but...
No, it looks like a tick to me. Ants are different.
How much are you nuking it?
Always full.
How much was the
That's negative five.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was like negative
five. Wait, can we use half nukes?
No, Shane, they're lower yields.
There we go. I'm going to use a lower yield
I don't
nuke.
Think anybody's ever done that on a show. Nobody's ever been like negative three. Everybody's always just like, fucking die.
All right, I'll set the trend. I will use a low, what'd you say again?
Huh?
What's the term when you're not cutting it in half? But
it's a lower yield.
Lower yield. I'll use a lower yield nuke, so negative three, please.
What are you fucking...
Are you seriously wasting your nuke?
Oh, no, I'm only wasting partial nuke.
No, because the nuke still
fires. It's like I went out there and saw the nuke. I'm like, we're going to use this part.
You're that no,
fucking,
that part Shane,
you're that
Shane,
fucking dude from
You don't
Lupin
get to keep that other nuke for later. You literally took the components out, put a lower yield of uranium in there, and said... Fuck it, that'll work.
Well, then the high
he's straight up the dude from Lupin the Third. Ka-ching! Done.
Only Goyamon?
Only part of the nuke went.
Goyamon's awesome.
So this thing got a
He cut that fucking
one.
Plane in half, and it split in half and went to the other two sides of them so their plane could go through.
Dude.
I was like, no, my suspension of disbelief does not span that far.
You don't know the power of samurai.
Yes.
He's cool, but come on, Jigen.
Jigen's awesome. Negative one.
Jigen was the last, I think he was the last original actor to leave. I think he played his character longer than any of them of the originals.
I actually think, I might be wrong here, but I think the voice actor for Jigen is, he voices Jet in Bebop.
Shark! Derpy shark, derpy shark.
Actually, you know what?
With the snake hand.
Let me be honest with you, that's nightmare fuel.
That is very pissed off Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas with the snake hand. He gets a one.
Yeah, but he's not a bag of bugs.
South dropping his nuke.
Holy shit, he wants this thing erased.
He's standing in a net.
So,
did they catch him?
Shane, here's the thing. I went Tsar Bomba with mine. You went Tactical Strike.
Okay, well, this is something... Nick, you get nuked for using that godforsaken song.
Joke's on you. I live in the nuke. I was born in it. Molded by it.
He didn't see Nuclear Man until he was already a man.
I love that shit. Love that.
Oh, you think the nuke you're all right.
No.
No, I just rode that motherfucker all the way to the ground, though.
What is this?
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Doctor Love?
Doctor Strangelove.
Doctor Strangelove,
that's
yep.
it.
Woo!
Yeah, that was me. Every time I drop a nuke, that's what happens. I'm riding that motherfucker
Nick's
to the ground.
Nick's riding
that.
Man, Railfan says we won't need a bigger boat for this.
Although, if you watch this episode, I would love for that guy to, like, jump out of the water. On the boat, and he's like, "Ah, Kamen Rider, I'm here for you." And they just fucking—he didn't realize he's standing on a net, so he's just like,
"Yeah." They just pull a little thing and rip the neck up.
He's like, "All right, I saved the day today.
Idiot. Saved the day."
Hey guys, didn't even have to rider kick this
didn't
one.
Didn't even have to rider kick.
Get this guy a fucking one. He looks retarded.
Whoa. Yeah, that's no zero. Fuck this guy.
Fuck, wow. This
you can't
be
nice to him. You can't even say that you want to be nice
to
him.
This guy mind-fucked you so bad, you can't even get the words out.
Yeah.
Also, Jeppy, I hope you know the only reason that this portion of the show series exists because we did a joke episode on Power Rangers.
Actually, we attempted a Power Rangers porn parody joke episode, too, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, but that was after the joke episode of Power Rangers.
What are we talking about?
Oh, some guy in the chat's don't reference Power Rangers. Power Rangers sucks. Japanese stuff is better.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye, yeah, because our Power Rangers show came from the Japanese stuff, but we didn't know the Japanese stuff existed.
Negative point two. This dude's done. Okay, let's check out.
So, yeah, without the Power Rangers, we wouldn't even be here doing this right now. What?
Very true.
Fuck?
There's two forms.
Okay, so we're going to look at.
Go with Caterpillar first, then Butterfly?
Dokugaran?
Or just go with the Butterfly. That looks more like a moth.
Okay.
I mean, he's neat.
He is neat.
He's like Mephisto if he decided to.
I'll go up to a two. With
or not
this
Mephisto.
One.
Mysterio. That's who I was thinking of. They both start with an M. It's like Mysterio if he decided to put like a fucking hang glider up his ass.
Well, they also have very similar names. So I'm going to laugh my ass off if this guy can't actually fly. Those wings are just for show.
It's just for gliding.
No, that's a hang glider. Shoved up his ass.
I guess a two is fine. He's not terrible.
Also, I'm wondering
great.
Why the fuck he's got, like, a horn growing out the top of his head.
Never heard of the majestic horned butterfly?
No. Especially if it's a single horn. That's a unicorn. That's a unifly.
That's a unifly.
Unifly.
5.
Give Unifly a 3.5. That's not bad. We've seen way worse.
I hate that we can say that every episode.
And it's going to continue.
It's going to continue.
2.6 for Moth Glide Man.
Okay, let's check the other one out. The other one is
a Caterpillar.
Kimunga.
A Caterpillar.
Which I imagine is this guy's first form. So that becomes the other thing.
Do you know
we
what
saw.
A caterpillar is? That's not a caterpillar. Okay? I don't.
Dude needs to calm his pointy tits.
He does have pointy.
Pointy udders?
Those are pointy nipples. They're pinchy nipples.
In fact, actually.
Yeah, he's got double pinchy
if
nipples.
You get
double
too,
pinchy nipples.
If you get too close to him, he can grab you and lock you in basically a never ending hug. And then you have to look at his grotesque, not caterpillar face. And then you can sit there and question why he's not a caterpillar. And he'll have to tell you why I am a caterpillar. I'm like, no, sir.
Yeah, he gets a one.
He gets a zero because he's dumb.
Yeah, sure.
Zero plus
0.5. Fuck him. 0.5. I couldn't go full fuck him, but I definitely wasn't going to be like, yeah, give him a little pass. Fuck that guy.
Oh, I can easily shit on this
dude. Yeah, I'll drop a one on this thing.
He's all right. I'm just not impressed.
Five.
Remember that thing of earlier
9.
That I said we've seen worse? This is starting to get that direction.
I'm going to be honest with you. I reference this quite often, but I'm going to keep doing it, too. You see, that thing looks so bad, it makes our pig monster and Power Rangers look fucking fabulous.
0.9 for
that. That thing had arms.
I'm looking forward to getting to that pig monster.
I'm probably
going to have to give it a rating.
I'm probably going to drop a fucking 5 just because of how.
We'll probably Genesis
I'll probably Genesis the motherfucker, too. Yeah. He right.
You guys will. I won't.
Praise the pig.
Hail the bacon.
I reference it so much.
Mobile bacon.
Hasamigami.
Can't wait till we get to Rapping Pumpkin.
Hakuna Matata?
Hasamigami. I like that I can
Iron
see
Maiden
the eye
crab?
Holes they cut there so he can see.
Is that what I'm seeing? The
Guys,
Iron Maiden crab?
This fucking mask sucks.
This mask sucks.
All right, we'll cut some eyes out for you.
Cut some eyes out.
But then what happens if you get too close and you see his human-looking eyes and you're like, okay, well, now I don't.
So that dropped a one.
I like that this guy attempted to do the Guyver and opened up his chest, but instead of laser beams, he just got exposed rib cage for easier punching.
Zero.
Oh, Oh, wait, thank you for that. Zero. I'm sorry, if you're going to mimic Guyver, you have to either impress the shit out of me or do just as good.
I'm not going with Guyver. I'm going with Pinchy Iron Maiden.
Bill,
dude.
There is no middle ground with Guyver.
Oh, and this dude right here, if he is supposed to be something like the chat just mentioned the Venus flytrap monster from Rangers.
Yeah.
That was better.
It was.
It was easily better. It's just, it's the time. Like, they're doing the top half of the costumes, but then everybody wears these pants, and it really throws off anything that you might have been working
it's
with.
The
and
pants.
By the time that we got into this kind of stuff, they were already doing full monster
I'll
costumes.
I'll give it a three.
So, like, it really hurts these guys in the early years.
I mean, I can see where they were going with it, and if it wasn't for the pants, it would have been pretty sweet. Dad and I just like the giant pincy hand.
1.2 for that horrible Venus flytrap diver wannabe.
Okay.
Armadillo.
Armadillo.
No, it's not Armadillo.
Armadillo.
No, Armadillon. It's Armadillon, damn it. Stop saying stuff. I'm trying to butcher name.
What the fuck is
you
up with
back?
The shy
you
guy
have,
face?
You can have the gig back.
It's Fruity Pebbles Armadillo Man.
No, it's Fruity Pebbles covered fucking shy guy.
Yeah, that does look kind of like
yeah,
a gas
Yeah, give
mask.
Stained glass shy guy a one.
Oh, Seth drops it to zero.
Give him a zero.
My favorite character to use in Mario parties.
He doesn't exist anymore.
He also kind of looks like that little rock thing that shoots pellets at you in the first Zelda game.
Oh, the
Octorok.
Yep.
Those annoying fucking things. Yes, I know exactly what those are. So
he also kind of looks like that.
So all the rider needs is a shield.
Boop.
I win.
Boop.
Bink. Bink.
Damn it.
Bink.
This is a terrible. Why do I keep doing this? One. It sucks.
I'm nuking this thing. Five by five equals
fucking
negative 0.6 for this thing.
Damn, set
glass
set
shy
zero.
Guy is sad.
Set did not like that thing.
It's true.
Okay, that's it for those.
That
woohoo! That
the
one's done.
The that takes us to the mooks. It's
mooks.
Time to mook it.
Are we? Is this going to still be racist again?
Well, these are the Black Satan
I think
soldiers.
Those were the leaders that were mostly the. Clanmans.
All right, Nick just quit, so.
My eyes! It's the eyes!
He's got googly eyes, man. He's got fucking.
It's not googly eyes, it's like donut eyes.
Hey, Bill, could you go to a different picture? This one's not. The resolution's a little bad. Can you zoom in a little bit? See. I was hoping that the guy had those guys had like red veins, like they were like they had like dry eyes.
Nuke the failed Umbreon cosplay.
Minus five.
Okay, well,
you can tell these mooks have seen some shit.
Okay, give me a second. I'm now putting the high yield stuff
nope.
I took out of the last news.
Nope,
doesn't
shoving work.
Shoving it into a new fucking
nope.
Doesn't work, Shane.
You wasted yours on a low yield bomb.
This is why you don't
got the high yield.
Nope.
Components.
Nope. You might have the components. You don't have the casing.
It's on back order. I'll get it.
It's on back order.
Which will be next episode.
Yeah, it won't come until Tuesday. Like every fucking thing else.
Let me guess.
Tuesday. Unless it's Nintendo products and it's Friday.
No, it's still over in the.
Very true.
It's still over in the ocean. It's on one of those cargo ships.
Oh shit.
Infested with zombie-itis.
I'm actually curious about the scientist standing behind him. He's even like, really?
No,
this
Bill
is the best
already
we got?
Nuked it. It's fine.
This is the best we got?
One nuke is good enough.
I'll go ahead and just give it a zero then.
Zero. Where are you going?
I already gave it a zero.
Oh, so two zeros?
Okay. That's a... My military...
Like, I gave this thing a
my
zero.
My military's all
ago.
Fucked up. They're like, we need to nuke that thing. Got no shells.
Got no shells.
That's
got components,
true.
But no okay. shells. What kind
no,
of
actually,
military is this?
Actually, you're waiting on a semiconductor to get the fuse
that's true.
To go.
You need the semiconductors, and we're in a shortage right now.
Those damn tech companies get it before my nuke gets it.
Negative 0.6 for the nuke or gook, whatever. Like,
we got consoles to build.
Mook. The mook that got nuked by the gooks.
Which then takes us to the Delza Army Corps.
Wow, that was actually extremely racist.
It really was. That was
because Scott fucked up and he's like, gook, wait, mook, fuck.
Let's nuke this.
Wow.
Mook.
Better picture, please. We said better.
I said better. Look, guys, I could keep hitting this button, but I don't know if I'm going to get to the quality you're requesting.
there's different ones. Okay.
Tell Dr. Fates to get the fuck out.
Yeah, fail. Fucking Dr. Fails here.
Right.
Oh my gosh, they all wear different masks and shit. I'm not rating a bunch of these fucking guys individually.
You know what? They're wearing about the same thing as the previous MOOC, so should we just leave it at the previous?
They're all failed versions of the original Snake
what
Eyes
the
G.I.
Fuck?
Joe.
Seth dropped a 0.02.
I would half expect one to have a giant smile.
Fucking Scolio there.
Right. It's the coolest looking fucking mask they've had so far.
These are all dumb.
Yeah, it's just...
What the fuck? You know, they remind me of a bunch of kids that all ate the same cereal and cut that little mask off the back of the cereal.
Yeah.
Hey, man, their budget went on really terrible looking monsters.
Wow.
At least this guy brought a chain.
Okay, so that's them.
They were terrible.
The only thing I'm seeing here is a bunch of super fail versions of the original Snake Eyes.
They say they vary
with each monster.
With each monster, so whatever monster, they change their mask.
And they all suck.
So is that the only one given a score then?
Yeah, because there's really no point. It's
zero.
It's just a mask change.
I just, look... Here's the thing.
Depending on
the mask change and who they're with, they could go all the way up to a 1 or a 2 or maybe even a standard 3 for what putties basically are. You get the idea. But like,
look, when your mask is made out of cheese that you bit around into a circle and poked 2 eye holes, that's a waste of cheese.
Well, but that's
zero.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, these guys actually are okay.
The chance even wanting to know if we would like to buy their nuke. I'm not buying the nuke every episode. You don't get free Shane stream points that easy.
Like,
do you guys have a semiconductor? Because I could use that nuke.
I think I'm missing a score somewhere.
It'll cost you about $9,000, Shane.
Just count it as
paid
zero.
Up front.
Okay.
It'll be accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Paid up front. Delivery in 6 to 8 months.
0.004. That was so bad.
Okay, done with those guys. Let's check these end off images.
And then we'll be done with these. Yeah.
That's
I mean,
cool.
The belt's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky snack and pentagon.
Tickle, tickle.
Okay. So we got fucking. We got this fucking bird dude, this fucking leader of the Black Parade, fucking Red Broccoli.
Okay, first off,
did we even get to the bird dude?
This fucking awful Shredder thing from the Fantastic Four.
I think.
This awful wolf guy. And what the fuck?
Dude,
he's fucking straight up just kicking his ribs in.
Dude, he's the only one making it uncomfortable. Otherwise... They're just holding him. He's like, whatever.
True.
And this guy's like, ha, I'm a dick.
I'm a dick.
This is for punching me.
Oh, yeah. These are the stronger villains, aren't they?
You like rider kicks, huh?
No wonder why it sucks.
You know what? You have all these guys holding him down. You know me. I got to gloat. I'm like, hey, your name's kind of inaccurate. I thought you were stronger. Throw us off, bitch. Oh, you can't?
This blue dude showing off his rider kick.
That's a better kick than the actual rider kick.
I know, it's
controversy!
Fucking knockoff things like cuddling the dude's leg.
Oh my god, are you the big baddie in the middle? Because you're ridiculous.
Yeah, we looked at him.
You're stupid looking.
Yep, he was in the first episode, I think, of these.
Oh my god, that dude was That guy over there had a green. Broccoli.
Yeah, red broccoli.
Red broccoli.
Yum.
You don't have to worry about it. Broccoli.
Wait a minute.
Broccoli only has an IQ of 10, so
it's true.
He'll be easy to take out.
Red broccoli has an IQ of 13.
Still stupid.
Protect me, gun. Actually, no, in D&D, in D&D terms, he's well above average. Because 10 is average. 13 gets you a plus 2.
Are you fucking kidding
me?
Why the
fuck are you blindfolding stronger?
Did they blindfold?
That's even more ridiculous.
They blindfolded a man wearing a helmet.
And they didn't even cover up the whole eye.
Yeah.
There's this much eye.
What
so you
the
could,
fuck?
You could just be looking down like this going, ah, I can see your toes.
What the
fuck? I'll remember those toes and I'll kill you later.
Why?
It's ridiculous to blindfold a man wearing a helmet.
We're being told to read the image titles.
I
as
don't
you go
have
along.
Image titles unless I exit this program. In order to read the image titles, I have to constantly do this, and then look at this, and then it says, well, that looks interesting, and then go back to this, and then flip to the next image.
The battle between the Delza army and the Kamen Riders has turned into a 3-stage free-for-all.
Where's the third one?
I was about to say, I don't
Delza
see number
Delza army
three.
And Kamen Riders is 2, dude.
Hold on. The subs say it all.
That they can't count. Got it.
No, you know now.
Next?
What the?
I didn't realize that he kind of has like Joker makeup on his mask.
I'm pretty sure we made that joke.
Why so serious?
I really need to quit dropping my mic on the floor in here because I keep getting fucking Balto and Lexi fur over it.
So bad. Okay, so that's the last image. This thing right here. This is the end. This is the last image of the show.
The eye monster looks like a fucking butler.
The thousand-eyed butler. He sees every speck of dust.
That finishes off Stronger.
Thank God. Never have to see Stronger ever again. It is done.
We're done with those villains, which means, Shane, the next time we do a live, we're on Sentai.
So you mean in like 15 minutes?
If we end this now and come back for another episode, we'll be on Sentai.
Fuck, finally. No offense to your guys' show, but it's lame. Now let's get into a real good show.
No offense to your show, but it's lame. Anyways, we're going to go on to a better show.
Now we're going
to
go
what
on to
fuck,
my
Shane?
Lame show.
Your lame show. Now what if we get to that and those monsters are even worse than what we've witnessed here?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time I had to apologize.
Oh,
I guess
it
wouldn't be the first time you've had to apologize to the last show.
The rest of 01 is coming out as small individual episodes for each of the writers.
Yeah, we keep getting
that
asked that.
That has already been said numerous times.
Those are going to be Fandom Night single episodes. We won't do a live stream of the rest of 01. We covered the major folders, and now the other folders are being broken down for the single drop episodes.
So honestly, it's going to be nice getting away from writers for a while, because it seems like the last 20 episodes have been nothing but writers.
We got to spice it up a little bit. We got to go from one guy wearing a costume to other people wearing a costume.
We need to go from one guy wearing a costume who kicks people to a bunch of people wearing costumes that also kick people. But that's not their finishing move. They use other things like giant robots and pew-pew guns. Or sometimes daggers.
Writers have...
That are also flutes.
I love
Nick's mic is fucking up.
Awesome.
Maybe it's because you dropped
Maybe
it.
Maybe I dropped it hard enough this time that it finally died.
Okay, well, we will be back then. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.